nice win. Congratulations. You got the cap. You got the T-shirt. Move on, right?
Absolutely.
I was wondering, what, you guys, the reports are you are very excited about winning the division championship. Even after all these years, that really gets you going, winning a division title?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's where it starts at. If you can win games in your division and come out on top in your division, you put yourself in pretty good, in a pretty good situation going forward. So we always know how tough it is to play in our division and to get those division wins. So when you win it, man, when you clinch, your division, it's just like, one of the stepping stones are over. It's over. And we work hard for that. We work hard for a hat and T-shirt. That's just the first of hopefully something to come. So that's just the first step. Now, we got it. We have to, continue to move on and put that behind us right now and continue to actually to get better as a team now going forward. So that's where we at. We're going to, approach this week. And our main goal this week is to get better. Each week is that's our goal, is to get better, prepare well, and hopefully it is show on Sunday. So that's where we are.
And does that message translate to the young guys who understand that the goal here is way beyond a division championship?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, everybody play this game for one reason only, is to, the ultimate goal is to be the best. And you know what, we put ourselves in a pretty good, situation right now. We're in a good spot, but for us to maintain that spot, we have to be able to get better. We can't just sit back and say everything is okay, we win and everything is fine. No, we just want to continue to do the little things right, do it more things right. Take care of your body, take care of your bumps and bruises, just take care of extra film, whatever you can do. To make sure that we're at our full strength on game day, we have to do. So it's definitely, it won't get any easier for us. I'm pretty sure that, each week is a tougher week just because it's the next game. And winning is tough. Winning is hard. Sometimes, you play a game and people can get used to you winning a lot, but it's hard, You have 6 days, 5 days, whatever it may be, to prepare well for a football game or a game in general, and you only have one day to actually broadcast what you put into it. And that's, and for us, that's on Sundays, on Saturdays, on Monday nights. That's when we have to showcase what we actually worked on throughout the course of the week. So you have to put everything in your basket. You have to be able to, see things. You have to be able to execute your game plan and play very well. So that's one of the things we have to continue to do. It's a situation of actually perform better in situational football.
All right, let's talk about the week. Because during the week, you probably saw numerous things that the Denver offense might show you. Obviously, they showed you either something different or something that you guys didn't respond to well in the first quarter. They get 167 yards. You switch over back to the 3-4. Was it just a matter of covering gaps, moving into position, or was it more significant than that that changed that entire game around and the way you guys played defense, Vince?
Well, going into this game, we knew that we was going to have to make sideline adjustments. Depending on what they showed us and how they was hitting us and how they was trying to scheme up, our front. So we had a couple different things that we had going on in that first quarter where we was trying to figure out, okay, how they trying to attack us. We showed them different looks and just got their feedback, and yet it cost us. We gave up 13 points like it was nothing. They drove the field like it was nothing. But once we came to the sideline after that first quarter, we made the adjustment. And we knew how we wanted to attack them. Now it was time for us to execute. We went over everything in practice, and we knew exactly it was going to come down to something like this. We didn't know if we were going to give up that many big plays or that many points that early, but we knew we was going to have to come to the sideline and make adjustments. And you saw it, the first quarter, that's what we did. We just looked like a totally different team from the second quarter on. because I think once we figured out how they was trying to attack us, we knew how we wanted to play. We knew. And once we switched over, we basically didn't have any problems, you know. The turnovers and stuff came. That's one of the things we talked about going into this week. It's going to be some opportunities there defensively for us to get the ball off these guys because they run the ball so much. And just looking at film, you know, at times the ball would be loose. So we had our moments, and you know, we took advantage of it. The special teams gave us a big boost, and you know, absolutely our offense, you know, capitalized on it. So anytime you can create turnovers and not turn the ball over, you put your ball club in a pretty good spot. So, and then we executed well. Situation coming down to the fourth quarter, we knew going into it, you know, basically how we wanted to play it. You know, how we wanted to play the fourth quarter, what their tendencies was, and that was just a situation where we was excited about because fourth quarter that we take pride in actually looking at ball games decided at the end of the game. And sometimes you can play 50, 55 minutes, 58 minutes, but those last couple minutes can make or break your team. So we knew Denver was a tough team in the fourth quarter. They won a lot of games in the fourth quarter coming back, and you never can count them out. But at the same time, we knew what type of game we wanted to play in the fourth quarter. So it did not surprise me for us to step up to the challenge and ask to walk away with a W.
Hey, Vince, in the last couple months, Tim Tebow has gotten a lot of attention. He got a lot of attention this week leading up to your game.
Vince?
I'm sure he noticed. Did that bother you?
No, not. You know what? One thing we try not to do is let it become a whole big Tebow show and, you know, Patriots versus Tebow or Tom versus Tebow. The guy is a hell of an athlete. I mean, he's a winner. And I told you guys last week before we even stepped on the practice field that this guy is a winner. Everywhere he went, he win ball games. He know how to win. And he have that team rally around him. So we knew that they was going to be fired up. It's a home game. They was playing for something. But at the same time, we was playing for something. So our main goal was, you know, to keep our poise, weather the storm, and don't let this game become bigger than what it is. And actually just go in and execute, we'll be fine. Which we did, and I think the guys did a great job of that, not getting into, you know, a Tebow show or this guy versus this guy. It's a team effort, and I'm pretty sure they say the same thing. You know, it's a team effort because, Tebow, you know, he run the show, but he have a bunch of guys around him that may help him make plays also, and I'm pretty sure he can vouch for that. So, but definitely he's a tough guy, to, you know, to defend. You know, at times he can. I mean, you can't look at just a quarterback or a running back, man. This guy, he can basically do it all right now in the back. So, like I say, we knew how we wanted to play this game, and then for the most part, we did. You know, once we got settled down and made the sideline adjustments and how we knew how we wanted to attack them, that's when we, you know, basically moved forward with our game plan and our preparation. I think everybody was on key.
Hey, the latest rage across the NFL and across high schools, even in America, is Tebowing. So you were Tebowing yesterday. What went into that decision to Tebow?
It wasn't no decision you made. Like I said, we was all decided to play. You know, and that's something around the world. You know, people everywhere is doing that. So, and like I said last night, I'm pretty sure I wasn't the first, and I'm pretty sure I won't be the last guy to do it because you know what he means, you know, to this game and to the rest of the world. I mean, obviously, he means a lot. So, I didn't think much of it. I'm pretty sure they didn't think much of it, and I'm not going to think much of it. So, I'm past the Denver Broncos, and I'm going to the Dolphins right now.
Times I played in Denver, I was doing that, but it was just to catch my breath. I was so tired. How do you guys react to losing a guy that's been such a big part of your defense, like Carter?
You know, it's a tough loss, just because you know the guy he works so hard. He's a leader on and off the field, and just to see him work and what he put into the game. And the guy been around the league for a while. He's been in different ball clubs and everything, and he was happy with being here. He was happy playing with us, and you know it was some things. You know he would say that every week, man. It's just a blessing to be around you guys. It's a blessing to be around this organization. It's a blessing to be winning, you know. And it's just tough when you see a guy like that with so much passion and dedication to the game like he has. It's just sad to see him go down like that. So But at the same time, he know, you know, we're going to try to pick up the pieces for him, and yeah, he's going to always be with us, you know, through the rest of this season and hopefully in the future. So, but his biggest thing is to get help. And our biggest thing is to get better, and that's where we're at.
You can still help Vince and EMD Millipore tackle diabetes this season. Joined by this Thursday for your chance to go see some football this Christmas Eve. For details, go to jocelyn.org/WillFork right now. EMD Millipore, it's a division of Merck KGaA of Germany. All right, my friend, congratulations on the division. Onward now to see if you can get that number one seed. From all of us, Merry Christmas to you, Bianca, and the entire family.
Same to you guys.
And we'll see you back here soon.
Absolutely, guys. You have a good one.
You too. Thanks. Will Fork. Right here on The Big Show.